The LaPlante City Council work session of Monday, August 9th, 2010, is called to order at 6:02 p.m. We'll start with roll call. Councilor Greiner, please.
Councilor Greiner.
Mayor Shields.
Councilor McAfee.
Councilor Hedges.
Councilor Hedges.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
All right, we have all council present and all staff that is required to be present. So, of course, we're here for interviews for the Charter Committee applicants, and we have a few minutes before our first scheduled applicant comes in. I don't think we ever discussed procedure. How do we want to go about this? Just everyone just go down the line and ask questions, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Oh. And has anyone? Hello, Linda.
There she is.
Well, we're all ready. 5 minutes. No, what I was starting to say is we're all
can
ready.
I sit up here?
And our first one is has arrived, so
yes, I'm sorry. You bet.
If you would like to start now, that's what I was trying to say, then we don't mind.
You're starting early.
Thank you. Okay, Linda Johnston.
Right.
Just everyone has had time to review Linda's information. It was on the list as non-resident, but you are a resident.
I am a resident. I live just 2 blocks here.
Okay. So, would anyone like to start? Okay, questions?
Linda.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here and
for
applying. I just have one question, real simple, real easy. How do you feel personally about having a member of the council being a non-resident of the city?
How do I feel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know because I don't know how that works. Personally, I'm kind of torn in the fact that so many big businesses pay taxes here, but they, you know, they can't have a say, so more or less in the city. So I'm kind of torn. I really don't know. I need more information on the impact it would have, how the city residents would feel, those type of things.
Thank you. Good answer.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So it sounds like you're very open to understanding what a charter is all about.
Well, I am, and the thing is, I have to be honest with you, I've never been involved in writing a city charter before. I've never really been involved in anything in the city that they had to write a charter. It was always trying to make the city work and already was formed. You know, and the more you get involved in things, the more you feel that you don't know. So, I mean, I'd be asking every one of you what your opinions would be, and also I hope being able to view other cities of same size, same kind of like-kind cities, what their charters were like, and did they work or didn't they?
Okay.
Marilyn, may I speak?
Yes, please. It's a work session, so as long as you're not interrupting anyone, jump in.
First of all, I don't think anybody in this room has been involved in writing a charter for a new city, but there's one statement you made that I disagree with,
And
your statement was that there's a lot of businesses in this town that pay a lot of taxes. Well, I look at it this way. If I open a business in this town, I don't care what business is or who owns the building. If I own the business, if I open a business here, I rent from you or I own the property, when I make my business plan, I include property taxes, I include all the everything that you need to do to open a business. So I maintain that the person that's working in this town or has a business in this town is not paying their taxes. But when I go in and avail myself of their services, I pay a portion of those taxes. Now, do I disagree with how that should work? No, I don't. That's the American way. That's the way it's supposed to work. Now, that same person, if they own a piece of property someplace and they're taking their salary out of the business, then they have to deduct from their salary to pay the taxes on that piece of property. Just like when I buy a piece of property, I have to take the money out of my salary or my income to pay them. It's a reduction. So with that in mind, that was just a comment that I wanted to make. But in going over this and having to know you, I really am impressed with some of the things that you've done for the city, and including all of the time that you spent working for the chamber, and I really compliment you for that. So that's my comments. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the open-mindedness. Of course, we need that, and the willingness to put in the time, obviously, that's going and do the research. Because
yes,
none of us has ever been there, done that before. There's going to be a lot of research. You didn't put down any references, or not that I think I need them. But
well, I guess that I could put on there Dan Barco. I'm sorry. I was in a rush to get that in. I apologize.
That's okay.
I could probably also use, I think, who else? How about Art? Would you give me a reference?
Yeah.
Okay.
Vicki
knows.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
All your usual suspects.
Yeah.
Sure.
Which, actually, that's kind of what I saw on all the applications, is we all pretty much know each other anyway,
right.
So I didn't even bother to call any references.
Okay, I have a couple of comments. I think this time, if I would like to remind council, this is the time that we're interviewing applicants. We're not kind of commenting on their answers. So we should note what the answers are, and whether we agree or disagree, then we can do that at, you know, when we're vetting the charter. But now is not the appropriate time. So I do have some questions. It says, our city charter will be the most important document of the city. It will deal with the basic broad fundamentals of city government, and such as how the city is organized, whether it's council, manager, or mayor, council type of government. And after adoption, the charter can only be changed by ballot measure. So, do you have any unique experience that would help you succeed at the task?
Not experience, no. Just my willingness to find out what has worked and what hasn't worked for other cities, and what they wish maybe they had not put in the charter, or things that they had should have been in.
So you're willing to do research?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then this one's kind of a hard one. And if you guys all, I'll ask you this one too. So what is your general opinion about the city of Alpine?
I'm excited. I think you've come a long way. I've never been involved in a city that wasn't a city, that was becoming a city, that just had to start from scratch. But I do know that I'm also really excited because I love Alpine, as does everybody else who has moved here. That's why we choose to live and work and sometimes may even play here.
Mm-hmm.
We all have great, fondness for this, for the area, and for what really makes it special are the residents. So,
okay, that's it for me.
Okay, I don't think people need to be too worried about being able to put together a charter. I think they're going to take a template. Rick Allen has said that he has a city in mind that's similar, that
okay,
you're going to take it and adjust it to what we need here.
Okay.
So I don't think that's a big problem, whether you've been involved in one before. But how do you feel about the charter not just being for within the city now, but the whole community of Alpine? Because eventually we're going to annex more. and it's going to affect people who are not residents now. So is that something that you would be willing to do? To see how it would be broader than just for what we have
now? Right. To look into all that it would encompass,
right.
And the future vision for it, not just the short term.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the viewpoint of those outside of the city now.
Right.
Okay.
Nothing further. Thank you for your answer.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you should have got up in a hurry.
Well, I think this is great that people are showing up early. Maybe it'll keep going like this.
Ken.
Yeah. I don't mind sitting right over here if you don't mind.
You know, we're informal. We can do that. First of all, I would like to comment. Councillor McAfee, I disagree with not making this interactive and having comments now back and forth, because it sort of, I think, draws out more. It's sort of like follow-up questions if we make a comment and such, or maybe more comments. But
I think follow-up questions are productive. I think comments aren't.
Personal comments. I agree that we shouldn't have our
maybe
own.
If that person could pose their comments in a question.
Right, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, same effect. So anyway, I do like having an interactive interview. We all pretty much know each other, and you know, what we're trying to do is obviously draw out what we think would be the people that would be of the greatest benefit to everyone working on the Charter Committee. So what I'm of the feeling, whatever it takes from the council or individual councillors to get the information that they would like to get, we should do it.
I think it's important to know what each individual thinks, and I think that they have a right to express that opinion, and I think we should consider that in our discussion or our final decision personally. And when Ken comes up, I'd appreciate hearing just a brief statement on why he wanted to be involved. And first of all, I want you to understand, I'm not mad at anybody or upset with anybody or anything like that. Let's make that clear. But I like to hear what the individuals want, what they feel is right, because everyone that applied has some sort of an idea in the back of their mind what our city charter should be. Or if they didn't, they wouldn't have applied, in my opinion. So I'd just like to hear what they think.
Okay, well, let's foster that atmosphere.
All right, and Ken is up, so...
You know, if I could make a comment, if you don't mind, first. And sitting here listening to that first interview, and then listening to Councilperson Adele's comments, I tend to agree with her a little bit. I think what the city council thinks about answers are probably not appropriate at this time. The questions are, and those thoughts and comments from the city council will actually be appropriate at another time. It's just the way.
Well, you know, like you said, the suggestion to formulate it maybe into another question, of course, works too. So,
if I made a comment that was inappropriate, I apologize.
Yep, same here. Okay. So,
can I just
actually,
make? You want me to make a statement about?
Well,
that?
Yeah, that was
in
actually
response to John's.
If you like it,
I don't mind at all. I've lived in La Pine for over 15 years. I've been very active in the community. I was the services committee manager, the services committee chair when we tried to incorporate in 2001. I am the one chair that ran a committee meeting every month for 15 months. And it was that committee focus at that time was the roads because we had 104 miles of roads, and it was a very interesting time. So I've had a great deal of experience dealing with cities becoming a city and the services the city needs. To answer somebody's question, I love La Pine. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. So.
Well, then I have a question for you, Mr. Mullen. Same question I asked Linda. Would you like me to repeat it? Or do you remember what it was?
I remember the question.
Okay. What is your opinion on that?
I have reservations about it. My personal opinion is that I'm a taxpayer. I think the city council is elected by the taxpayers and is charged by them to handle their tax dollars in an appropriate manner. I don't think the city council is elected by people outside the city who have all these ideas about how the city ought to be run. Do I have empathy and concern and feelings for people who live outside the city and how they would like to have some input? Absolutely. There are neighbors, there are friends, and they're here for the same kind of reason that we are, because we love the place. Is there a way to solve that? There are probably certain things that can be done to make it open to people from the outside. I think one of those is to, when the council has meetings, that anybody that wants to come in can come in and make their comments known about a subject. They sign up to talk about it. And that gives the council a very good view of the kinds of things that the people in the outlying areas think about. And it gives them a thought to add that in some way to how they make their decisions. But I do have reservations about it.
Thank you. That was a very thorough answer. Thank you very much.
I have a question. If you were elected councillor, elected to the council this fall, and also selected to be on this committee, would that be a problem to serve as one of the... Do you have the time to do all of that?
Yes, okay. I
figured you probably had thought that out.
Yeah. And I did. At length, Kitty, my main thought about it was I wanted to be on the chart. I want to be on the charter committee because I think I have a lot of skills and have been here for a long time. I wouldn't have a problem stepping aside once I got elected if that was thought to be a conflict of interest. However, in the event I wasn't elected, I would feel bad that I hadn't been given the opportunity to serve on the committee. Okay? Yeah. So that's sort of where that is.
Okay. Shiv, I think Rick's plan is to have that work wrapped up by the end of the year, the charter committee work.
Right.
I think from what he indicated to me, because of, you know, the meetings he's talked to me about.
Right.
But without knowing that or without bringing that up, that still is a good question. I appreciate you asking it.
Right. I was looking ahead to the possibility that the committee might take longer to
get
this together.
That's true.
You don't know when you have your hearings and stuff, you know, more work has to be done.
Yeah, that's true.
But thank you. I have nothing more.
So what do you think would be the most important aspect of the charter?
Addressing the unique things that this community needs in the charter. There's no doubt that we're going to take a template from some city and there's no need to reinvent the wheel. We're going to get very acquainted with all of those aspects, but this town, this city, is a unique place. You know, we voted in cityhood on family wage jobs, respect for the seniors, and a small town feel. Okay? And in that whole thing is a lot of things that are unique to us that will have to be looked at in a charter. But the rest of the charter will probably be the words are the same. You know, I don't think it's going to be a big hard job, and by the time it's over, everybody that's involved will be very well informed about the advantages of a charter.
So can you, off the top of your head, could you think of one of those unique aspects?
Well, an important one, having been the chair of the services committee, an important one is to outline the types of services that the city and the way the city is formed to deliver those services. I think that's going to be a unique situation for La Pine.
So could you tell me a little bit about the services committee?
The services committee, you know, under Oregon law, a city has to provide a certain number of mm-hmm. services, okay? You know, it's police, it can be sewer and water. Mm-hmm. Those are two main ones. But there are a certain number of them. Mm-hmm. So in these, we decided on the ones that we like renting the sheriff. Mm-hmm. That was the direction we were going to go. Roads, you know, mm-hmm. Is another service that the city has to provide. I think it's going to, because we're in a snow, you know, transitional type of weather system that's not really destructive winter weather, but it can be several levels. By the way, I wrote the road plan. The committee that I was on, there is a road plan written for Greater La Pine.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of work put in.
Oh yeah, the book's about this thick. It's on a CD. It was given to the city at the beginning of cityhood. Those are areas that will need, that services will need to be an area that we have to look at and define in a charter that meets this community.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
yep.
Okay?
I think you've answered the question I asked Linda. That is my main one. But do you have? I assume you have friendly feelings for the community as a whole.
All my friends, I, not all of them, but a lot of my friends are not there.
I keep hearing so much about La Pine while it's just in the city limits, and we've heard a lot of things recently about how people feel about the city, so you're willing to bring the community together.
Absolutely. There has to be a way
mm-hmm.
that all of these people who call La Pine home
mm-hmm.
can be part of the greater effort.
Right.
And we all sitting in this room have different feelings about how that is.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you somewhere in this middle, there has to be a compromise. There has to be a solution that pleases both the taxpayers and the people who think about serving the taxpayers.
Right.
And the you know, and serving the people outside. You know, the community at one time, I talked to the postmaster, and there's 18,000, this was some time ago, there was 18,000 mail recipients served by 97739.
Uh-huh.
That goes all the way out to Forest.
Sun Forest,
I'm sorry, yes. And we're just a small piece of that, you know. But really, La Pine is a big place.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that.
Good.
Okay.
Councilor Greiner, anything else?
I'm fine.
Nothing else. Thank you.
So what is your general opinion about the city government of Brookline?
I think it was needed. I think, you know, all of those of us, and there's some here have been here a lot longer than I have, knew back a long time ago that before we could really do these things about family wage jobs and bring in some services that we need without making this trip to Bend just to buy minute stuff, mm-hmm. you've got to have some kind of form of government. We started out with LCAT. County recognized LCAT as a quasi focus for Lapine, and they did great things as far as serving some of those needs, as far as help and arranging for grants and stuff like that. But to get to any point that you can actually be in a community that is safe, that has the services that you need within a reasonably close area, look at our clinic. That all came about because we're a city. We had to get to a governmental level so we could get the parts of the pie as they passed it out, that we could have these things that the kids need on an instant basis and the older people need, and then the people who are actually in making the livings have a bigger opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay, anything else?
No, that's it for me.
Thank you very much, Ken. Martha, you're on board.
You may move to my table so that maybe I can hear better.
All right. Anyone like to start? And thank you for being here.
Would Karen like to make a statement first?
Would you like to make a statement?
I could do. Sure, let's do that.
My name is Karen Ward. I moved to Lapine 14 years ago. We bought our piece of property in Lapine about 16 years ago. We developed it. We retired to here. I commonly say I retired and went to heaven. This was my dream place. This still is my dream place. I would love to be on the ground floor of making the rules that make us all come together, whether it be the core, the outside areas. We all need to work together, to be as one, to understand that not only part of us need the bus service, we all need the bus service. That being said, I want to do anything I can.
Okay.
So, in your experience at the senior center, do you feel that there is probably some sort of unique thing within the charter that you're going would be able to serve that group of people?
You know, I've thought a lot about that, and I did pull some charters off of the internet for the cities that were approximately the same size as us. The state says we really have to have one, and in another way of thinking about it, always when there's rules, they need to be set down and put in print. When you have codes, they have to be put in print. You need your infrastructure. You need all of it to come together, and without some kind of rules and something set down, that can't happen. So you need a charter telling you where your bus lines go, what your your rules are, what, you know, your city is formed of, your fire department, your police department, your health care. It all has to roll together, and there has to be rules to make that happen.
Okay, that pretty much answered a question that I have, is what kind of an understanding you have of what a charter is, what its function is for a city.
Because I've been so interested in doing this, I have read a lot of the charters. They're basically not all the same, but the guidelines are there. They're set down telling you that you need codes. You need all the infrastructure. You need to know what your city needs to run. And that's part of your charter. It tells, you know, what the rules are. It tells whether your councilors are only city people, whether your councilors at large, or whether, you know, where they come from, how long they've lived in an area, and whether or not you want to go outside that area. There is a lot to the charter that most people don't even think of. And the reason for that charter is so that you do have something set down. You know, when somebody takes a job, if there's no rules or nothing set down for them, how can they do that job right? Because they don't know what they're supposed to do, so they're doing the best they can with not knowing what they have to do. So you have to set down, and you have to put down some rules. And I hate to call it that, but that's basically what it is.
Well, we'd like to get to one level further in to your way of thinking, and what kind of rules do you think would work here? What are some of the aspects you think that would address our area?
That's a hard one. I'm not sure that,
I mean, do you think that, do you like the way that it, like the government structure now?
We always have to stay within the government structure. There's no way that you can put in that charter something that the state won't accept, or that your people that live in town won't accept. So I think maybe the best thing that I can answer that with is to tell you that I will do some research from the people that live here, not necessarily the 1,600 that live in the core, but the people from the outside that also are going to use all of that codes and infrastructure and all those things. Because if we only make rules for 1,600 people and then later on decide, oh, we're going to invite this 2,300 into our little group here, that won't work. So you've really got to take and do a poll and see what they all want. And that's been one of the hardest things, I think, that this group, which is you councilors, the outside of, and I hate to break it up, but it's basically what it is, the inside of the core doesn't tell you what they want. The outside of the core screams their head off about what they want. What you need to do is sort of ease it all in, make them all have a voice. And there's a way of doing that. I really believe that if I get this position, I would sit at a grocery store and I would actually introduce myself. I would ask them what they expect from me to represent them on that piece of paper. Because without that, you're nothing. Without that, you've got 1,600 people that are voting for that. If none of them want that, they're not going to vote. And as they've shared, this city was tried to be a city several times before it made itself be a city. It's just too bad they weren't on a smaller scale, because I really think that they should have been larger. But they didn't trust that at the polls. But I want to trust those people to tell us what they really would like to see us do for them. if that makes sense.
So how would you address the question is about the conflict? People would think that there's a conflict of interest, you being on the committee and having your husband also as a counselor.
You know, that word has been used a lot, conflict of interest. Okay. I came from a large city. I came from a large place. Lots of people with the same last name served on those committees. You didn't hear conflict of interest as much as you do here. And I'm sure part of it's because you're small. I would hope that as you sit and you listen to me, you judge me as Karen, not Karen Ward, or Doug Ward's wife. Because when I sat on a committee, or I sat in the senior center at the front desk, trust me, Doug doesn't sit at that desk. I do. Doug doesn't write up a newspaper article. I do. I am Karen Ward. I do have a mind of my own. Most of the time I use it. I'm likens to some, not all the time, is it agreed with. I don't do stronghold. Don't do that very well. I've always had a mind of my own, and I don't think conflict of interest is really something that I worry about. Everybody else worries more than me. That's my answer.
That's good. Doug always says you're the boss.
I can vouch for some of what she said.
That's not nice.
Anything else, Barbara?
You made a comment that we have to do what the state allows. I like to push things a little bit. If we don't like what the state allows, would you be willing to pursue it and start something new? If they say, oh, you can't have an at-large counselor, we can have an
out. That's an interesting question. I feel that if I get nominated to this committee, that I don't work for Karen Ward. I work for the people of Lapine. If the people of Lapine tell me that a counselor at large is what they want, I'll go head to head with Dawn. Guaranteed, Dawn and I can go head to head. I think that if I decided that, that I would have reasons for deciding that. Therefore, I would come to them armed with the reason why they should vote for that counselor at large. It just means that I'm going to do what the people want me to do. And if the people don't want me to do that, and that's one of the things that I find really interesting, is that we run out there, we get elected, and we run our own agendas. That's never made sense to me. I feel that if I'm nominated to this committee, I work for this council. And they're going to listen to me when I say, I sat at the grocery store, or I sat at the senior center, or I sat wherever I sat and asked my questions, that they're going to take my word that 89% of those people want this or they don't. That's the best answer I can give you.
So you would be willing to push the state if that's what they wanted, to pursue it?
If the people wanted that, okay. Yes.
That's my
question.
No, so you don't mind checking out I walked up the hall a second ago.
Okay. But that didn't go block itself, did it?
No.
She was walking toward the restroom, I think.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
Well, yeah, and it is her time to be here. So I have nothing more, Council.
No.
Good. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Just because Karen said she'd go head to head with me doesn't mean I've made up my mind.
I didn't see him.
I didn't.
He went that way. I saw Eddie walking that way, but
well, I don't.
Maybe she's visiting Vicki and her little kid.
Yeah, maybe she went to my office. Maybe she's in the women's office. She wouldn't go in there. Oh, okay then.
I guarantee you, I'm not going to ruin the room, bastards. She's there.
Well, I was going to say, we could go ahead and interview Art while we're finding our next person. We'll just move things around a little bit here. You don't mind?
No, fine with me.
All righty. Well, I think that's a good way to start, and thank you for getting us there. It's with asking the applicant to give a statement.
Well, I look at the charter probably a little more focused than some of the comments I've heard. And I look at the charter for the city of Lapine as being the foundation, the footings, the foundation, the stem walls upon which the rest of the city is built. Until such time as that foundation is formed, it's pretty tough to paint a bathroom when there's no foundation to build a bathroom on, as an example. And so the charter is a very critical component to the city. I love Lapine. I don't live inside the city limits, but as you well know, I've been involved in Lapine. Between being a business owner and president of Chamber of Commerce, chair of the TRT committee for will be 3 years when my term ends the 31st of December. I really believe strongly that as we look over the next 5 to 10 years, that Lapine is on the edge of tremendous things. And some of those tremendous things may be viewed as not being necessarily positive. Some of them will be. And I think the charter is the foundation upon which this council and future councils can build and look to the future and develop Lapine in a way that meets the desires, the wishes, and the best interests of the citizens of Lapine. And when I say citizens, I mean inclusive, because at some point, as was pointed out earlier, the city limits are going to expand. And so, to the extent possible, you have to kind of look to the future. My crystal ball has been broke for 59 years, so I don't think that it's any place I've found it. So, hence, the charter needs to have a sufficient foundation where that, as the time comes, the ability to expand is built into that charter. The authority or the guidelines at any rate are built in there. And so, as agent of record for the insurance for the city of Lapine, I think I have a unique perspective in that whatever the charter sets forth and is stated needs to be in the best interest of the city from the standpoint of risk management. It would not be wise to establish a particular course of action in the charter that may place the city at risk now or sometime in the future with some semblance of the ability to predict that may happen. So that's my view. Do I have personal views about how it should be? Of course. Anybody who sits here has personal views. Fortunately, there will be 9 people on the committee, so any one person's views are not going to be dominating, or potentially. More importantly, the Charter Committee is simply going to put forth a draft to you, or the City Council that sits after January 1, whoever that may be. The ultimate decision about how that is presented to the voters is in your hands as the council. It's not in the hands of this tribal committee. It's similar to the way the TRT committee works. We
gather information, we present a proposal for dispensation of those funds to you, and you make the decision. That's how I view the Charter Committee's responsibility. To put the best product in front of you that you will, you know, put before the voters. And, you know, to go back a few months in history at a Kent City Council meeting, a vote was taken that it, with regards to the council's views upon entertaining the option of having an at-large council member in the charter. And there were three votes for, two said they would not oppose it, if that's what the Charter Committee brought to the table. And I just remind the council that was a statement. I'm not promoting one way or the other. I have concerns about an at-large. I'll just move right from my statement to Doug's question. I have concerns about an at-large council position. I think if it's structured correctly and done in such a way that it isn't a specific council seat that always will be from outside the city limits, that it may be workable. I think if the charter is written to where it would allow, if the voters of the city chose to elect a candidate who was from outside the city limits, then, you know, and again, there's a lot of debate, and I'm not sure this is the venue for debating the pros and cons of that concept. But I'm open-minded enough to know that it's not what I want, and it's ultimately not what the council wants. It's what the residents of the city of La Pine want. And if we put a substantive and inclusive document in front of them so that they can make an educated vote, then they will do what's right for themselves. And I have every confidence in that. Have confidence in that. So, I assume that was going to be a question, Doug. So maybe I should not.
Well, answer. Yeah, that was going to be my question. Although I need to ask you to go back to what you said about the consensus of the council for that question.
Yeah.
I don't think. Tell me what you said again. I'm not sure I heard it correctly.
Three council members said that they would support that if that was on the charter. Two said that they would not oppose it.
The correct answer to that is one counselor voted no, two counselors voted yes, and two counselors voted undecided.
Yeah. And it wasn't actually a vote.
It was a consensus.
Consensus, yeah.
But it was one no, two yes, and two undecided. That's just to keep the record straight.
Yeah.
But
I'm sorry.
But we do actually need to move right along here. So if we have other questions, Doug, did you have?
No, Art did a good job at answering the question I was going to ask.
Okay.
One thing, Art, my opinion is, maybe I'm wrong, but I thought that we were getting this committee together so that they could come up with a consensus with the best charter that they could come up with. The group, the nine group that we have, and then it's up to the council to say, hey, let's take that to the voters.
Absolutely. I think that's
what it is. Isn't. Yeah. I don't think it's up to us to change it after you came up with it.
If we present a document to you and you simply, you don't think it represents what the city of La Pine should be doing or what the city would pass a vote, I assume you're going to take it back to the committee and say, listen, here's a couple of areas we need to come up with some other ideas because we personally don't think this thing is going to fly. Because there's no point in putting a document on the ballot that a majority of the council or the committee thinks never going to fly. That was my point.
I get you. Okay. Thank you.
Councilor McAfee?
So you, in your unique position as a community leader, what do you think is the most important aspect? Because you wear a lot of hats in the community. So what do you think would be the most important aspect of the charter? Would it be the way it's structured?
I was trying to distill it all down to one fine point where I think is ultimately what this charter needs to accomplish, and that's not a very easy thing to do. It would be to, and I will, you know, follow right along with what Karen, right, had said, inclusiveness of the community at large, as well as those citizens inside the city limits. What that formula is, how that's going to work when it's on paper, I don't have any idea at this point, because if chosen, I would only be one of nine people. But I think it's very important that the foundation be laid so that the ability to include the entire Lapine community is there at any time when that becomes an appropriate option for the city.
I'd like to remind everyone we're running a little bit over on our time here with these. They're supposed to be 10-minute segments, so we need to be careful about that. Did you have
just one more
question? Okay.
What is your general opinion about the city government of Lapine?
General opinion. My general opinion is that it's a hell of a tough job. Secondly, there's no way that I would put myself in either one of those seats, even if I could. I have a great deal of respect for the amount of work and effort that it takes to, number one, start a city, number two, go through all the, so much uncharted territory. I mean, is there a manual out there to how to start a city? I don't think.
There
should be, but I don't think there is. And so, having said that, this city government has gone through a tremendous amount of growing pains over the last 3 years. That's probably not going to change as far as growing pains, but it's a start. We can't allow this not to succeed, and therefore we need to take advantage of establishing a charter, putting the best product in front of the voters of this city that we can possibly come up with, so that Lapine in 10 years from now will be a shining example of what can be done on a proactive and a very reasonable approach to expansion. And we have an example of how not to approach it, and Damascus was like a major explosion issue there. That was a tough road to hoe. We don't need that. And I think, that's what the government, we have to have it, as Ken said. And the foundation of the charter needs to be there, and the rest can happen in the normal course of business. Sorry.
Thank you, Art. It's okay. Anything else?
You've answered all my questions, too. I don't have any.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good.
I have no further questions or no questions to serve it, so thank you very much.
I think my dinner's on the table.
I know mine.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here. All right, Patricia Johnson.
Wait.
We just switched places because I think you went by, missed us or something.
I was wandering around.
Yeah, okay.
I'm on my way out of the paper bag anyway. So.
It happens. We're mighty glad you still found your way here. And you're welcome to come to the table or sit there, however you would like. Would you rather have us start shooting questions, or would you prefer to give a statement on your
point? Well, I can tell you that I'm very inexperienced as far as anything like this goes. I've just done volunteer work. I never worked while I was married, which was 44 years, and I worked 8 years before I got married, but a different variety of jobs. But I just was a volunteer all the rest of the time. So I wouldn't know what I was doing, to tell you the truth.
I think you learn a lot being a volunteer. Give yourself some credit. I like that. Okay. You said you're interested in city government.
I don't know, maybe.
it's intriguing, I think. Have you ever reviewed or looked at any existing city charters?
No. I have not.
There would be a lot of time involved, and you've stated that you have the interest. Do you have the time to and
yes,
the willingness?
I could spare quite a lot of time. September, I'm going to be tied up. I can't spare September much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going on a trip and two trips and different things. So September's pretty much
having known Patricia for some time, I'll tell you this, she's got an awful lot of good common sense.
Thank you, Don.
It's a true statement.
Well, good. You hear that? Okay. Councilor Ward?
Thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate your application. I only ask one question of all the candidates, and I'll qualify my question since you weren't here to hear the first part of it. There has been some comment about having one of the city councilors being elected at what we call at-large, which would be a city councilor who is not a resident of the city of Lapine. What is your personal opinion on whether that would be something that you would think would be right, or that you would work for or work against?
A member who would not be a resident of the city of Lapine?
Yes. That has been brought up because a number of people that live outside the boundaries of the city have come to us and said, we would like to contribute, we would like to help, we would like to be involved. So then the question was, should we do something like that? Should we yes, or should we no? And my question to you is, what's your feeling on that?
I think it would be a good idea because I don't think the city of Lapine is that large. I think there are a lot more really qualified people with good ideas who live outside the city limits. And I think one member representing the other voices would not be a bad thing.
Thank you very much for your answer.
You're welcome.
I have no problem with you having no experience here. You're going to be like everybody else starting out and going over a charter and deciding how it's going to fit here. And I won't let you say you're just a volunteer. I was a secretary for years, and I don't say I'm just a secretary. So I like the idea. You know, you would bring new ideas in, and I think it would be fresh. So I appreciate the fact that you don't have anything already, an agenda to come in with. So very good.
So, what is your general opinion about the city of Lapine?
Well, I haven't really formed an opinion. I can't say that I have. I think everybody's trying very hard, and I think it takes time to get everything all together. And I think that will happen. I can't say it's not happening now because I think it will happen. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you.
How long have you lived in Lapine?
Since 2007. See, I'm a newcomer.
Thank you.
That is a fresh perspective. I have nothing else? Don?
No.
Anything?
No.
Anyone else? Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And you're welcome to stay if you would like and see what
thank you, Pat.
Other yeah. interviewees have to say. Or
yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here. All right. Mary Thorson. Mary, you're welcome to sit out there if you would like, or go ahead and come on up to the table, either way. I do want to say, and I meant to when Art and Ken were still here, we're using some incorrect terminology here. It's not an at-large person that would sit on the council. We should decide to go that way in the charter. It is a non-resident person. At-large counselor position refers to a counselor who is, like if we had yeah. wards or so in the city, then you would have a counselor from each ward, say, or neighborhoods. So you would have a counselor from each neighborhood, and then you would have two at-large counselors from within the city. Lapine, that's what the at-large term is for. And you'll see that in charters of cities that do have wards or districts or whatever. So the term that we need to use is a non-resident councilor.
I stand corrected.
And I lost my moment. I meant to, when Doug or Art and Ken were here, I meant to say that, but that's okay. There's plenty of time. Mary, would you like to start out giving a statement on why you would like to be on this charter committee?
I've been here since 1999, and from 99 to 2004, I worked in Bend, and I drove back and forth. I did my shopping in Bend, I did everything in Bend. I didn't do very much here in Lapine. And Lapine is such a unique town. It always has been, ever since I first moved here. People are nice, the businesses are nice. Then I moved in 2004, I was gone for 3 years for my husband's pension. We got back in 07, and I said, I'm going to concentrate on living in Lapine, hoping to volunteer or find work here so I can grow with the town and see it grow. And that was fine.
All right. I see that you didn't put down any references. Maybe an oversight.
No, thank you.
I wasn't going to snitch on you.
Sorry.
But I was just wondering, who is probably people we already know anyway. We all seem to know each other here. But who would you consider using as a reference?
Kathy Gabon. Judy May, she's the chairperson at the Wagon Trail Ranch.
Okay.
And this somebody I'm going blank, sorry.
Sherry?
Yeah. Linda Reed.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Just curious, like I said, Linda didn't have them. I'm not checking references anyway.
Let's see.
Just curious as to who they would be. All right, counselors, any? Doug, you have your standard question.
Well, yes, but I'll rephrase my question because I was incorrect. Your personal feelings on whether or not we should have a non-city resident councilor sitting on the city council?
I think we should.
Your answer is yes.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I guess my question again is, would you be able to, if they decide the state doesn't allow a non-resident, would you be willing to push to see if we could include that? There is some talk that maybe they don't allow it, but and then others say they do.
I would like to see a non-resident to be able to have a variety on the board, mm-hmm. and I would
so we can change the state. Okay.
So you are in a unique position as sitting in the office. So what do you think is the most important aspect of the charter?
Basically just the getting the zoning and everything mm-hmm. in. Trying to blank, sorry. the zoning and with the board getting it to where it either you'll have residents or non-residents, mm-hmm. so that it's more organized. And just seeing that the office and everything moves smoothly, mm-hmm. everyone working together.
So the charter would be on a really high level.
Yeah.
It would decide on how the city structure. So would it be like a council manager or a mayor council type of government? So do you have an opinion about that? Or
I would think probably a mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I know the city manager would know, has a lot of experience in mm-hmm. running the city, and they would be able to help the mayor to take care of that.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Garner?
Mary, if you're sitting on this committee, and the consensus of the committee is against your personal wishes, are you willing to go along with the consensus, or will you demand more or less to stick to your convictions as to how it should be?
I would probably stick with the way I feel, and the majority will win, you know. Well, I don't want to say have their way, but they'll win, but I would still stick with my convictions if I was really strong at.
Maybe I should rephrase that. Maybe I should say that if the majority of the committee votes one way and it's against your personal feelings, are you willing to accept that?
Yes.
Okay, that's...
Sorry.
And as far as personal feelings on what you would like to see in the charter, what would you build those personal feelings on? Just what you already, the way you already feel, or talking with people? Or?
No, I would be talking with people, learning what, listening to people, and bringing everything together,
mm-hmm.
and doing, you know, just what the majority of the people want, and in the committee and things like that.
Okay. Have nothing else?
No, thank you.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Mary. Okay. Gloria Fleming.
Boy, you're just right on time, aren't you?
Hey, we're trying. We weren't for a little while there.
Oh, okay.
So, you may stay back there if you...
I think I will.
All right.
I'm all set up.
So, when are you bashful?
I promise we're not going to throw anything.
Oh, okay.
So, would you like to give a statement first, or just have us shoot with questions?
Well, I just, you know, this is something that I've been wishing for a long time, being involved from the very beginning. I felt that the charter was one of the most important things, because it is the, you know, it's the foundation for moving on. Basically, most of you all know that I did serve on the community action team for the incorporation. That's how I got involved with the city, and then I served as the recorder for 6 months. And then I became involved with the Parks and Recreation Political Action Committee, and I wrote their explanatory statement for the ballots. And I came back to the city, and I attended all their comprehensive plan meetings and heard what everyone had to say. So I feel like I have a pretty good overall picture of what, you know, what I've heard in the community and what is important to people out there. And so that's why I would like to be a part of this. I think it's a very exciting thing, and it needs to be right, and it needs to be something that will grow with the city, you know, that allows for growth. I did also attend the strategic planning meetings for the city, and that was something that we did discuss at that time also. Mm-hmm. So I have a little bit of background from that. But most of you don't know that I also have some background. I'd like to, you know, go into a little bit of background that I had before I came up here. We bought property here in 92, and I've lived here since 2000. But as union chapter president, I attended annual research negotiation seminars. I attended supervised, this is in my position, working position, I attended supervisor training on drugs and alcohol. And I also attended professional secretary training classes and leadership of tomorrow classes. I sat on several interview panels for various school districts throughout the city. And I also did cross-mediation training with the Victor Offender Program and Reconciliation Program. And I took community mediation training for the Dispute and Resolution Program for Southern California. So I've had a lot of variety of experiences, and I think there's a lot that I can bring to
Okay. So you've already heard my question. What is your opinion?
I have a little different take on it. I do believe that another council member at non-resident would be very useful. I have a problem. I would like to see them be a non-voting position. When it comes to money, when it comes to the people's taxes that live in the city, that's my only problem with it. But I think having another person on the council, especially somebody that could be at large, could be attending a lot of these outside, that could be your ombudsman or your the person that went out to represented the council outside in the community. I see that as something that has been a little bit of a problem because you all have jobs and you're involved in other things. It's difficult to get somebody to everything. And I'm always disappointed. We're involved in so many things, and I'm always disappointed when there's not a city council member there. So I think another person, with that being their primary emphasis, would be a good thing.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I'm still thinking.
So what is your general opinion about the city government of La Pine?
The what?
Your general opinion about the city government of La Pine.
Well, it's in the early infant stages, you know. It's been difficult getting people to volunteer, and we've had a lot of good people step forward. It's not an easy job, and it's still in the nuts and bolts stages, which is kind of frustrating. I think once we do have the charter and have a basic thing, it will be a lot easier for council members to deal with things.
So I'm asking this because I know that you have a lot of experience and you come to council a lot. So currently we're ruled by the ORS. And do you see, what would be the benefit of moving away from that? What aspect would you bring to a charter that we don't already have in the ORS?
I think that is something that would be a big discussion. Uh-huh. I don't have a personal opinion that I'm locked into. I would like to hear, you know, hopefully there will be a lot of discussion on that. And right now, the way it's working, you know, for the most part it has worked, but there have been problems. Mm-hmm. So, I'm open to any discussions on that.
I know sometimes I feel like I'm stretched a little bit thin between the different obligations that I have. In fact, I've been on something every day for the last week, and it gets to the point sometimes that I'm pretty tired. So your suggestion that bringing another member on might help to take away some of that feeling of each individual counselor that he has to attend everything, or she. What would you think maybe of extending the council to 7 members instead of 5?
Well, my thinking with having 6 members would be, I mean, if that's a non-voting member, then you wouldn't run into a problem that way. You know, if the person at large is going out and representing the council and has an opinion and has voice and can brainstorm and do all the things that the council does, that would be fine with 6 people. But when it comes to a vote, you've got to have an odd number. So it would either have to go 6 or 7. I mean, 6 non-voting, but then if you went to 7, then you'd have 6 voting members. Or if you had 2 non-voting members, I don't see a problem with that either. I mean, maybe 2 people, non-residents, but just non-voting on monetary things.
What is your availability during the period of time that the city would be working on the charter?
I think I'm okay. I've been told that it's a... I'm very project-oriented, so that works well for me. So, you know, we're doing a lot of other things, so, you know, but I would work it in.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
All right. Anything else you wanted to add, or?
No.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, we always have fun.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
And our other report.
Are you doing another meeting tonight now, or you have some that are still left for Wednesday, right?
We have 4 of them for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have 4 more tonight, so they're not here.
It's amazing how many applications we got, because for a while we were having trouble getting anybody at all to put in an application. And I even took applications with me and went around, and I think I talked to 2 people that put their application in. So then when they get here, they see all these other people, and I said, hey, we're having trouble, and they're looking at me like, what's the matter with you?
Coffee might be warmed up if you want.
No, it's okay.
Thank you
very much. Maybe if we take up
Okay. Are you Laura?
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for being here. We always appreciate when people step forward to volunteer. A more friendly, easygoing bunch, so don't be nervous.
Okay. I've been doing interviews all day for Neighbor Impact, so I was on the I was on your side of the table.
Okay.
For 2 days, actually. So.
I like that. And you're welcome to sit right there or come up to the table wherever you're more comfortable. Right. Would you like to start by giving us a statement to clarify a little bit more or to expound a little bit on why you would be interested in being on the Charter Committee?
Well, I've been working with Neighbor Impact's Head Start program for 3 years as a volunteer. I was a parent volunteer, and I've been on their policy council, and I've moved up. I was their state rep, and then I was secretary for only a couple meetings because I was a fill-in. I was vice chair earlier this year, and now I'm chair. Because our chair resigned, so I moved on up. And I just really enjoyed, like, with them, you know, we do the policies and procedures for the whole Head Start program. I don't know if any of you are familiar with Head Start. Mm-hmm. It's a really great program. And my 3-year term is up in October, and I'm trying to find something to do. I enjoy being part of the community, and I hope in about a year and a half to have a nonprofit established here that helps, kind of like Neighbor Impact, with food and rent assistance and utility assistance. So I'm working on that. It's just, you know, in the beginning stages, so it takes a little while to get it up and running. I'm applying for grants for it and different things, so I'm working on that. And I just want to be a part of our community. Actually, one day, even though I'm still not that young right now, I'd like to be in the legislature, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I just decided in the last year. So I want to start out little, and work my way up.
So before your term expires, then would you? This committee would start work right away. Would you?
I have one night a month. The third Tuesday of every month, I have three more meetings, and then I have another meeting during the month. But that's flexible. It's not, so I can work around that. It's not a problem.
Okay. Councilor Ward?
Thank you very much for your application, for being here. I'm starting to sound very repetitious. I only have one question, the same question of every applicant. What is your opinion, if you were sitting on the charter committee, to allow for a city councilor to be on the city council that was a non-resident of the city? What is your opinion of having a city councilor that does not live within the city limits?
Okay, well, I don't live within the city limits. So I think if there was a boundary, because like I live right out, I'm not sure of the city boundaries, honestly. I've only lived here 2 years, but I live off of Burgess and Pine Forest. So, you know, even, I think I'm still just outside the city limits, but you know, you have people, a lot of people don't live in the city that are still want to be a part of the actual council and be involved. So I think, you know, if you're going to have one city official that's a non-resident, because it's hard being remaining in the boundary, because even though people are extremely involved in the community, they may live just a couple miles outside of town. So I believe that that would be okay.
Thank you very much.
Being a non-resident of the city.
Living out there is almost like the city.
I know.
Every day, and I always think it should be. Are you involved much in the outside community? Do you belong to a group that is not in the city?
There's not. No, I go to High Lakes Christian. But at Head Start, that's the only things I'm really active in right now.
So, would you be in favor of having a charter that involves, you know, the outlying district, so that eventually, when they're annexed, it would include them?
Again, that goes back to my first question. Your first question too. If the outlying areas, I mean, Lapine is really, without being right in the boundaries, we're so spread out, but we're still one community. So, you know, I think the outlying areas should have a part. And I don't know any of your opinions on this. So, you know, I just think that having them included would be good, because hopefully we intend to grow.
Right.
And where our boundaries grow, hopefully it will encompass some of those people.
Instead of just thinking of this core area, what's good for them, it would be for everybody.
Yeah, because we want what's good for us and our surrounding areas. Mm-hmm. Other things.
If in working on the charter, and of course talking with citizens and such, it should come to be apparent that people would not vote for that to be in the charter, to have a non-resident counselor. Would you see yourself as a person then who might always sort of be there and step forward as a non-resident advocate?
I think so. As you know, people have different reasons for being on different sides.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would be there wanting to do what's best for the city of Lapine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I would hope to be there and, yes, want that, but if it was going to cause, you know, more problems within the city, then, I mean, you never know. I know, but when they're, you know, someone's always looking for a fight.
Well, that's true.
You never know. It's kind of confusing. So, you know, I would just want to always do what's best for the city. So I would hope to always be there for that, but, you know, maybe I'll move into the city.
Well, we always like to see area residents show up and give their input at meetings, you know. So that's why I asked.
Yes, so thank you.
So you mentioned in your experience with the neighbor impact boards that you have progressively moved up during the whole time. So what do you attribute that to?
Well, I ran for chair this year, but the person who got chair this year was the vice chair last year, so it would make sense that she moved on to chair. But I work really hard. I also got the leadership for this award for the state of Oregon this year for all of Head Start, the entire state, and it went on to regional. We haven't heard yet. So I'm a really strong leader, and when it comes to business, I like to get what needs to be done. Even the first policy council meeting this year, our chair, we didn't know she wasn't coming and she didn't show up. So I had to immediately step in and take over. And so I'm good at that. And I also worked for the state of Oregon for 5 years with the construction contractors board and the employment department before that. So I'm really familiar with how laws and rules and statutes mm-hmm. can all be interpreted more than one way. That's the fun part of it.
So do you have a general opinion about the government within the city limits?
Well, because I'm not sure, like I said, I've only lived here 2 years. I'm not mm-hmm. sure how long the government's been in existence. But I've been reading up a little more on it now than I did before, because mm-hmm. I've got more time. And, you know, there's always room for improvement. But I think they're doing an okay job right now. But there's always, in any group, there's always room for improvement. And we'll get there.
Yeah.
Anything else, Councilor Murphy?
No, I think that's it for me. Thank you.
If the committee has a consensus that perhaps is not in line with the way you feel it should be, but the majority feels it should be the other way, are you willing to accept that?
Well, it's with the majority. I mean, that's how it is in all groups, that, you know, the more majority is the one who gets the votes, and yeah, I'm not going to fight against it. I mean, because even in policy council, that's my best example. I mean, we have votes, at least 10 votes every meeting, and we have, you know, some are for, some are against. Unfortunately, this time, I don't get an opinion at the meetings because I'm the chair. So, you know, we haven't had any really, well, we had a few major discussions before I was chair, and, you know, I still went with the majority, even though I felt that it should have went the other way. I know the majority is, that's how it's written. That's how it's supposed to be, so you have to go with the majority.
Thank you.
Support the decision. Anything else?
Nope.
Just a real fast follow-up question on my original question. Do you feel it's appropriate for a non-resident counselor to vote on money and tax appropriations paid for by city residents?
Well, I think they can have a say, but like we have some non-voting members on the policy council, and I refer to that because that's my biggest. And, you know, we listen to what they have to say, but as far as voting, I don't know, because again, I'm with, you know, eventually we hope to expand, but if it's the city and it's what's in the best interest, and it's hard because if they don't have the best interest for what, you know, the city, but if they didn't, I guess they wouldn't be here or try to be here. So I think it would be okay for them to be a non-voting member. Yeah. I'm kind of undecided there because
I understand.
It's what's best for the city, so.
I understand. Thank you very much.
So, sorry about that, but yes.
Great. No. Your answer is your answer, and we thank you for it.
And I get to find out who all of you are.
All right. If there's nothing else,
I might have one more question. The charter will probably deal with some pretty basic, broad governmental kind of ideas. So it'd probably go without outside your scope of knowledge. So would you be willing to kind of do more research and reading? And
oh yes, I love research. That's with the nonprofit I hope to start up. I want to be a resource center. So if someone comes in and they need to know something, they may not need financial help in any way, but I hope to find where they need, and if I don't know, then I will research it and find out who can help them the most. So yeah, I really enjoy research. And yes, for government, it would probably be out of my scope of knowledge, but I'm here to learn. So,
thank you.
Alright. Thank you very much.
So we'll see you in Salem.
Thank you for being here.
Good luck with that.
It's a new dream, so.
That's good. Hope it works for you.
Okay. Moving right along here, Patrice.
Hi, Patrice.
Hi.
I have the hot seat, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have hot seats around here. We're an easygoing bunch.
Yeah, if it's more convenient, you don't have to sit there.
No.
So that's how she'd like.
I'm totally fine with it. So, would you like to start with expounding a little bit on why you would like to serve on this committee?
Sure. Has everyone read my application, and do I need to introduce myself?
No, we've read it.
Okay.
So there's just
we know who you are.
Okay. All right.
You know, not room for a lot of words on these applications.
Right.
So if you want to give us a little bit more.
So why do I want to be on the committee? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I do. I heard the call for folks to apply. I did. I have a vested interest in Lapine. I've lived here for 12 years. I live in the city limits. And I thought that it might be something that I could contribute to. I have been wanting to contribute more to the community because I've lived here for 12 years. I'm planning to live here more for a long time. And I thought that it might be a way that I might be able to make a contribution that might not take too much of my time. I do have a full-time job.
So we have a post office box that you are within the city limits?
Mm-hmm. I live on Elm Drive.
Oh, okay.
In the Cagle subdivision.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you've been here for 20 years?
How do you pronounce your last name?
Musso. Patrice Musso.
That was going to be my first question.
That's an easy one, you guys. Now, come on.
Okay. Hit us with your tough one.
Okay. I asked the same question of everybody. What is your opinion, personal opinion, on having a city council elected from outside the city limits, which would be one non-resident and four resident on the council? What is your opinion of that?
Isn't that currently the way that it is?
No, it is.
So right now, everyone on the city council has to be in the city limits.
Right now, that's the rule. You have to reside within the city
okay.
to be on the council. There is a question as should we bring someone in from the outside to incorporate ideas and help from people who live out there. What is your opinion of that?
I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Okay. And the reason that I say that is because I believe that the city will grow from the I believe it's a 5 mile square radius. Is that correct, where the city limits?
Oh, there's the city limit back.
It's very irregular.
Well, that's not important, but I do believe that the city will grow and expand eventually, and that it'll include more boundaries. I don't know this for a fact, but I suspect that there may be some challenges getting folks to be on the council and probably other committees, and I think that we should have as many people that are willing to do it as possible. And there's a lot of great, talented, smart people around here. And just because they don't live in the city limits, I don't think we should limit that.
You would be in favor of writing a charter if that was the consensus of the charter? Probably not knowing that there's not another city in the state of Oregon that has that, and it may or may not even be legal.
Oh.
I mean, we don't know. We're trying to get a legal opinion. We haven't got one yet. You know, they're still researching it. Some say yes, some say no. It's kind of like, gosh, who knows?
Well, so in other words, Doug, what I'm hearing is we need to get more information, number one, to understand if it's even legal. And then, provided that it was legal, and I would be open to that. I think that we have to be open to that idea.
Good. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Okay. Barbara?
I don't have anything right now. Okay, let's see. So, I'll do my little spiel.
Okay.
Our city charter will be the most important document of the city. It will deal with basic, broad fundamentals of government, such as how the city is organized, if we want a council manager or a mayor council type of government. And after adoption, it can only be changed by a ballot measure.
Okay.
So, do you have any unique experience that would help you succeed in this?
Yes. I am a project manager. Mm-hmm. I'm used to working with large groups of people to small groups of people, difficult people, nice people, all types of personalities. I'm extremely diplomatic. I'm extremely organized. I am very good at completing things from start to end. However, with that being said, I have no political experience. I've never been on any city type committee of anything. So I don't have that experience, but I have a very strong administrative background, a project manager background. I've worked for corporations most of my career, and I have an experience that I believe is helpful in research, understanding policies, again, no government policy, but let me tell you, corporations, they have a lot of rules. So I do. I believe that would be extremely helpful to something like this, from what I understand mm-hmm. needs to be done.
And so that probably does go out of your scope of knowledge. So mm-hmm. would you be willing to do that extra research and that extra time?
I am willing to do that. However, I do have a question about what is the time commitment. Because if mm-hmm. I was chosen, I want to make sure that I can meet my obligation and my commitment. Mm-hmm. So yes, but I am willing to.
And I'm not really sure that they've established a time commitment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe 1 to 2 meetings a month, I think, is what Rick was talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's reasonable.
But that was
just yeah. I mean, my limitations are, you know, I work. I'm off this week. I happen to be on vacation this week, but normally, you know, I do the 8 to 5 in bed, so I have a limitation mm-hmm. of being able to meet during the day, although I can be available for phone meetings. I don't know how if we're going to be if that technology is available to do global I call them global meetings, sorry, I'm bringing in my project management lingo, but we do meetings with people all the time over the phone, and it's just mm-hmm. kind of a standard, so yeah.
Well, the committee might need you just to get a handle on the time commitment
and
lining out
and the duration. Well, that's true. I could definitely add
well,
value to that.
It sounds like, yeah, you really have that organizational, mm-hmm. organizational, you know, mm-hmm. how to outline the project from start to finish.
Yeah, and if there was a time that the committee, a time frame where they wanted to develop the charter, and it was 6 months, mm-hmm. and we were able to break that up into, you know, this is what we need to do first, second, third.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, I could even outline that in a project plan, and that helps people. I mean, a lot of people, they don't like to hear about deadlines, but let's face it, we live in that kind of world, so.
Okay. I think most of the people would prefer to meet in the evening
okay.
at 6 o'clock.
Good.
You have a lot of experience to bring, and nobody has really done a charter. All of the people we've interviewed are new to this, so your skills there would be very valuable. You do research, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would be able to. And mm-hmm. I think probably the city manager intends to lead these meetings.
Oh, good. I was wondering about that.
Right, so you would have mm-hmm. somebody already established.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's always helpful, uh-huh. definitely.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the plan is to start out with a charter template
mm-hmm.
and build on that.
Sure.
Just because, again, why reinvent the wheel, you know?
Right, that makes sense, yes.
The League of Oregon Cities has a good one to start with, so.
Mm-hmm.
So the framework will already be there.
Right.
It's then what
fits in with this city, what works, what
right,
what the committee will work to determine they think is going to work best, you know, what the citizens will want
right.
for this city.
Right.
So, okay.
You have a show on KITC?
Yes, I have a radio show on KITC-FM, our local low-power radio station. I think, Adele, you know about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if all of you
okay.
do, but yeah, it's a wonderful station, and I do a little rock and roll show every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
The Pat Rice Variety Show. Mm-hmm. And that's when I got involved in the station. That was also one of the reasons I did that, is I wanted to be involved in the community. And it really felt like a community-minded radio station to me, and volunteer, no money, something you get to, you know, do for fun. And,
so. And weren't you at the homeless meeting?
Yes, I was. The Homeless Coalition, mm-hmm. yes. Yes, and you were there too, right, Don?
Mm-hmm.
At the homeless meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were there too.
I was there too. Yeah.
I had to leave.
I'm busy writing. I can't write and talk at the same time.
No, I can't.
So when she's writing, what is your general opinion about the city of Lapine?
Well, I voted for it. So, number one, I've always been a supporter of incorporation. So, I voted for incorporation. My opinion of the city, I don't know too much about it yet, Adele. I've tried to keep up on the meetings and so forth, and have had a little trouble with doing that. I've never been able to come to a meeting. And sometimes I read after the fact, oh darn it, there was another meeting. So I think that the city communication needs to be stronger to the citizens so that we understand what's going on. But my general opinion is, I think that Lapine has a bright future. Mm-hmm. as the slogan goes, and I really do believe that, and I think there's a lot of growing pains to be expected, but my overall opinion, I would say, is I'm happy we're a city, mm-hmm. because I think that Lapine needs it, even though there has been a lot of controversy about it. And I have a lot of neighbors that, I don't talk to all my neighbors, but some of the neighbors are, you know, they'll say things like, well, I don't see the city doing anything. Well, that's a, you know, oh my gosh, mosquito abatement, what is that, you know? I got to tell you, I don't have very many mosquitoes in my neighborhood right now, so.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and I think that some surprisingly good things have happened like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, even in the winter, them coming by and snow plowing, mm-hmm. and things like that. But I think it's baby steps,
mm-hmm.
that it's just the way it is,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Around
so,
the
city. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You made a comment a while ago that you weren't a politician. Well, if you look up and down this table, I don't think many of us are politicians either.
I'm not. Might be a good thing, right?
We're all just volunteers here trying to do the best we can for the city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we take our knocks and
mm-hmm.
and we take our kudos also. So we're just trying to do the best we can. And
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that that's what you would want. And my only question is supposing you're on this committee, and the consensus of the committee is contrary to your personal belief, do you believe that the majority should rule?
Right? Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, wait.
I have nothing else.
Okay.
No, thank you.
So if I was to be asked to be on the committee, when are they planning to start the meetings? Is there any idea of that yet, or is that too?
I kind of got the impression it would be the next few weeks.
Okay.
There's going to be something in August, but I couldn't.
Okay. Have they come up with a time frame, Kitty, of when they know they want to have it done, or has none of that been established yet?
Well, hopefully to
have it on the, what ballot would it be?
May.
May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, and that was my, and yeah. It has to be voted on.
Uh-huh.
That's what
yeah.
I thought. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By February, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's
most
good to have a deadline.
Yeah.
Most of the meetings will probably take place over the fall.
Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And I really, like I said, I hope that I can, I mean, my purpose is to really just make a contribution, a positive contribution to a growing city. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, everybody.
For being here.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right. See you all later.
All right.
Okay. Linda Bauman. Okay. So, would you like to start out by expounding a little bit on why you would like to serve on the committee?
Well, I contribute a lot to Lapine because I work and live in, I don't live in Lapine. I own property in the city limits and I work here, so I would like to be able to, and believe me, you guys, I've heard everything there is to hear. I'm a hairdresser. And I've had to defend Lapine. I don't know how many times. But anyway, I'd like to work with the city on it. And I'm not used to interviews, you guys. I've been self-employed for too many years. And I'm like, these guys, I'm looking at them, I'm going, whoa.
Oh, you can tell this. I hope you can tell this is pretty relaxed. We're not here to intimidate anyone. Okay. We want people to come forward and help us.
Okay.
So, for starters, is there anything else that you would like for us to know, or do you think it'll come out when we start asking questions?
Well, I just got done with the Ford Foundation. I mean, the first phase, and I'm working on the second phase.
Hmm.
So.
Okay.
And I've lived in Lapine 22 years, going on 22.
Hmm.
So I've watched it grow.
You've already heard my questions of the previous candidate about the city councilor being elected from outside of the city limits. What is your opinion on having a voting city councilor elected from outside of the city limits?
I have mixed feelings about it. I really do, because they're not paying taxes. They're not, unless they think they're going to get incorporated in that area. So I do. I have really mixed feelings about having a person outside the city limits on it, because I think that people inside the city have our best interest at heart because they're living here.
What would sway you to make a decision in a 9-member group that's putting this thing together? What would come up that would make you make a decision, yes or no?
The majority rules.
So if the majority said
the majority
yes
wanted it, that's where it goes.
Follow
yes.
along with that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I know it's wishy-washy, but
that says you're open-minded. Mm. You know, there's a whole lot we don't know about this.
No, because it's a really hard thing to decide, because I always felt that they should vote somebody from outside the city limits, but I don't feel they have. Sometimes they don't have the best interest. They're just so busy worried about their taxes, you guys, because believe me, I've been to meetings and all they do is complain about, oh, our taxes have gone up, our taxes have gone up. And I go, do you live inside the city limits? No. I said, then your taxes didn't go up. Well, you just don't know how much expensive they are. Yes, I do. I own property. Yes, I do. And I'm glad to pay those, you know, because I'm glad to have the city.
They get the county and city mixed up.
They do.
You
know. They do. Mm-hmm. They do.
Yeah. That happens a lot.
See that big bill on there in the school district.
I know. I go, whoa.
So you would be able to hold your own on this committee, and
oh, no problem,
because you have the dirt on all of them.
I've already defended you guys enough. If you were before the city, because we had the port.
Yeah.
So I remember the port.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been through a lot of this already, because I've had a business, 18 years in town, so.
Yeah, so we've been out and about and heard from the people what they think of us. And
most of it's positive.
Well, the people who have the greatest voice are unhappy, and you know they aren't really heard. But so you would like to keep everything within the city, kind of.
I would at this time, personally. Right. I think unless because it's the city; it's not outside the city.
Right.
Once they get voted into the city, then they can have a say. Mm-hmm. But I don't feel like somebody that's not paying taxes has that right to tell you guys what to do.
Right. Well, if...
I mean, we need to hear their voices, yes. Right. I think we definitely... But maybe it's non-voting, that you could have somebody on the council that's non-voting.
So you would take their voice into consideration doing the charter, because eventually...
I'm sure they're going to be inside the city limits, right. But no, definitely take their voice. I just don't know about voting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Okay, you live on what street?
I live on a Fawn in Pinecrest.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, my application's not real neat because I filled it out at work.
F-A-U-N.
F-A-U-N.
So, as working within the city limits and having that interpersonal relationship with a lot of folks in town, do you see any specific aspect of the charter that would really help the city, or some type of idea or something within the charter that you would like to bring? Or
I see many things that we need in the charter inside the city limits. I mean, like plowing your sidewalks, shoveling, you know, those little things. It's like those crappy signs that these people pop up all over the place. And anyway, there's things I think we can do. Mm-hmm. There's different... And I would have to do research, because I don't have a clue how to do a charter.
Yeah, because it's going to be like at a real high policy making level. So you'll be deciding how the government is structured, whether it's a council manager or mayor council type government, how long the terms are.
Yes. And see, those are things I would be interested in. But and I do go... Even being here, dresser, you guys, I go back to classes and stuff, mm-hmm. because you have to be educated. Mm-hmm. You cannot work and not be educated. You need to know your rules, your mm-hmm. all that stuff. So, no, I'm very willing, very, very willing to research that.
Okay. Anything else, Adele?
So, what is your general opinion about the city government of La Pine?
At this time, I really... You know, I have not been to any meetings, so I can't really have, quote, an opinion. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I haven't been to the meetings, see how you guys conduct yourself and stuff, mm-hmm. so.
Thank you.
I know that's not, but I just haven't been to any meetings, so.
You haven't formed an opinion on how well things might be going, or?
Well, I think things are going well. I think they're going well. I always hear, you hear so much, but. Basically, I feel you guys are doing a good job. I feel you guys all have the interests of La Pine at heart. And that's the key right there. We care about La Pine. That's why we're all sitting in the seats, because we care about La Pine. It's not to make a name for yourself. It is to care to work for La Pine.
Thank you. Okay. I do believe that's why we're all here.
Yeah. Well, you guys get paid so well.
Yeah, I won't get paid double. Oh, wait a minute. 2 times 0 is still 0. Oh, well. No, the pay is good. We get a lot of satisfaction when we keep people happy. We keep them happy when we get roads plowed. And we hope we do.
No, they complain about the berms.
The berms and there's always something. But, oh, well. Councilor Greiner?
In your application, or it says, because I have property and business in town and I get public input, realizing that La Pine is a center actually of some of the surrounding areas where they come to purchase and their things, and we're going to Bend, where a lot of people in these outlying areas, when they say they're going to town, they're coming to La Pine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So my question is, in this public input, does most of the public input come from citizens of La Pine, or just general comments from people outside the area? And what's your take on it? Are they critical of what we're doing, or do they feel that they're behind us? That's more or less what I thought.
Okay. Most of them that are out of town, they're very critical, because like I said, they think they're paying taxes, and they're not. I mean, it's unreal. But basically, no, the input is that you guys are doing your job. And it takes time. I mean, you can't just get it done like that. It takes a good few years to get everything settled and get it started building and get it together.
The city of Kaiser said it took them 15 years to feel like they were a functional city.
It does. I tell them, between 10 to 15 years, because you can't have it done overnight.
Yeah. So, it's quite a learning experience.
You certainly are interested in what you're hearing.
Well, I am.
I got yelled at, Adele.
I got yelled at the crowd.
Wait, you start getting telephone calls from city residents yelling at you.
I know.
Like I do.
I have gentlemen yell at me at the crab feed. He goes, that city, da 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 da, and he's going on and on. I looked at him, I said, where do you live at? And he tells me, I go, what are you worrying about? You're not paying taxes on that. Well, I want my opinion told. But anyway, no.
Isn't it amazing how some of these people think they're paying for things that they're not?
That's normal. That's normal with people.
That's true. People do that on their paychecks, too. They want to collect that unemployment because I've been paying in on it.
Yeah.
And guess what? Your employer's been paying
that's
in on
right.
it.
Well, maybe you ought to mention to some of the complainers that are sitting in your chair that no one has ever been denied to be able to come in here, stand up,
and
speak their piece inside the city, outside the city, or from Washington. Anybody that walks in here can stand up and say whatever they want, and they have never stopped anybody from voicing their opinion no matter where they're from.
Well, no, I've told them that. I mean, because I've voiced my opinion, so I feel they should be able to come in and do that same thing. So.
Okay. I don't think I had any more questions, or if I did, I lost them already.
Well, I think that you would probably bring a very unique perspective.
I think it's an interesting perspective. You're in a position where you hear a lot.
Well, and I look at things differently.
That you don't have to go out and look for it. It comes to you. It's unsolicited.
Well, and I look at it different. I mean, because I love La Pine. I don't think you can beat the people. It's like a client told me one time, and it's true because they've lived here forever. She said, you may hate your neighbor next door, but if his house burned down or something happened, you'd be over there to help him in a minute flat. And then the next week you'd go back to hating it. And it's true, you guys, because I've seen it numerous of times.
Yeah,
but it's true. You've been here a long time, but it is. So.
Yeah. No, it's been, to me, sort of an eye-opener watching this town develop, because I can remember being this high, living in Eugene, and coming over with my dad and family, hunting, fishing, and camping over here, and to remember the old highway center when there was a highway center with a gas pump out in front, and you could buy anything you wanted inside that you needed, and across the street was four or five little motels, one restaurant, and then to see what it is today, it's amazing.
Well, it's wonderful. In the last 22 years since we've been here, it's amazing what it's grown. And we've owned property since 74 here. So, and my husband used to come up fishing. He told me about the gravel road, like a line out down to Purdue and all that stuff. I'm going, what gravel road? Because when he told me he bought property in La Pine, you guys, I told him, fine, I'm not living there. It took him 15 years to convince me. And now I'm very happy.
No, I mean, like LaPine. Great service, okay. Listening to everybody. It's helpful for people to vent, you know, and...
Well, and we need to be able to have our opinions.
Right.
Because we're all different people.
So you've had all of this and I got left to contribute.
Well, that's about it. So.
Okay. Well, this is fun being the last person.
No, oh, I am the last person.
Oh, yeah. No.
So we can just keep on going. Okay. See, we told you.
So how do we make you feel comfortable?
Any more questions?
See, now she's all comfortable and just ready to go. I love that.
Gosh, I don't think I have anything more. Pretty much covered it all.
Well, I know that you do a lot of service in the community as well. And because any functions I go, you're usually on the other side.
I've done a lot of volunteer in town. I really have. And I enjoy volunteering because it's something to give back to the community, especially when you work here. Mm-hmm. And I feel you should give back to the community because they support you so well.
Your name's out there.
Well, I can't complain. Life's been good. So. Yeah. I mean, I was able to buy my own building and everything, so, and that's good for a woman, because women don't have it that easy, so, when it comes to business, I don't know if you guys have, you know, because it's a totally different world for a woman in business, especially in a beauty business, because they think you're just this little foo-foo thing, you know, so, that you don't have any brains behind it.
So, I don't. I think anyone who can run a business has brains.
Well,
isn't it amazing how somebody that's never been in business in their life can come in and tell you how you should run yours?
Well, I was very naive when I went into business. I didn't have a clue. It's probably a good thing I didn't have a clue. I learned fast.
How long have you been in that little house?
In the little house we bought that 6 years ago. I've been in, and then I had rented from Marilyn Russell.
I love that street, all those.
I love that little house. I was so thrilled we were able to buy it. So.
Well, okay then.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you very much.
And my friend Karen talked me into doing this, you know.
I think Karen must be a good friend.
But no, it's been fun to watch LaPine grow, and it's going to be more fun to even watch it get bigger. Mm-hmm. It's not so that we lose the little town.
There you go.
Thank you for being here. You guys have fun, especially so late into the evening.
Oh, that's okay. And I'll be sure and come and talk to you, Doug.
What happened to Shelly?
I see we're one body short,
she,
huh?
Yeah, she withdrew her application.
Oh, no, actually, it wasn't Shelly. It was, okay.
That's
yeah.
Yeah,
she's Shelly. The one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Shelly Montgomery pulled, I was told she pulled her application.
Did. Yeah, did she give a reason why?
Not to me. LaJuana talked to her. I just got told that she pulled.
So she's no longer on the list?
Correct, yeah. So our work here is done tonight, well.
And there'll be four people to interview on Wednesday.
And then we'll make up our minds on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm, I think that's the plan, okay. Right
now. I hope he does have a plan.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I thought, wow, this is going to be tough.
Well, yeah, and there's a lot of intellectual prowess out there.
Good candidates, I think.
Yeah. And Vicki's here. Wouldn't it be nice to grill her tonight and Wednesday, Bo?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know, we're the ones who are interviewing.
Yes, I'll do that for you.
And so it really doesn't matter. You know, we're all here, and if you would be willing to do that tonight, we could.
We'll chat her.
Go ahead. And
I say make her suffer in
life. Yeah, Wednesday.
See what kind of.
She'll be here Wednesday, too.
Your council meeting's Wednesday?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be a full night there.
It's going to be a full night, yeah. So it really doesn't matter to me, whichever everyone's.
Pardon? I'll be here anyway.
Yep, that's true.
You want to do it now?
I'll do it Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. Just stay on the schedule the way it is, or?
That's fine.
Okay. All right, then. We can get moving out of here. So.
Incidentally, Vicki, I was just teased.
Okay, with that then, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so moved.
Moved and seconded. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Let's do it. We're out of here at 8:07.
Yeah, it's crazy in here.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.